This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Separatist authorities and Donetsk and Ukrainian forces were shelling the region for a third day in a row Saturday as residents were called in to shelters. Video shared by Russian state TV purported to show apartment buildings and residential areas destroyed by shelling. The video also showed people running to hide from what appeared to be nearby explosions. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the group of seven leading democracies will make clear at their upcoming summit that Ukraine can expect to receive the support it needs for as long as necessary. In an interview with Germany's DPA news agency published Saturday, Scholz said that he wants to use next week's meeting with fellow G7 leaders to discuss Ukraine's long-term prospects. He also called on any hopes by Russia for a return to normalcy. And he also said that he hoped European Union leaders would back Ukraine's bid to join the bloc when they meet in Brussels next week. Army troops have been called in to rescue thousands of people stranded by massive floods and have ravaged northeastern India and Bangladesh, leaving millions of homes underwater and severing transport links. In India's Assam state, at least 9 people were killed in the floods and 2 million people saw their homes submerged. Lightning strikes in parts of neighboring Bangladesh have left at least 9 dead since Friday. Both countries have asked their militaries for help as more flooding looms, with rains expected to continue over the weekend. One of Asia's largest rivers breached its mud embankments, inundating 3,000 villages and croplands. Train services were canceled in India, and the airport in northeastern Bangladesh was closed by rising floodwaters as well. Again, army troops have been called in to help rescue the thousands of people stranded by the massive floods. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet this week accused Afghanistan's ruling Taliban of stripping women and girls of their fundamental rights and freedoms and rendering them invisible in public life. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Bachelet told the council that Afghans are experiencing some of the darkest moments in a generation. Since the Taliban authorities took control in August, she said the country has been plunged into a deep economic, social, humanitarian, and human rights crisis. She pointed to a dramatic erosion of women's rights and freedoms since the Taliban assumed power. She said secondary school for girls has been banned, depriving more than a million of an education and a future.
Let me be clear. What we are witnessing today in Afghanistan is the institutionalized, systematic oppression of women. Afghan women are rapidly facing the worst-case scenario many feared.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Yellowstone National Park in the U.S. is celebrating the 150th anniversary as it faces its biggest challenge in decades. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Floodwater that tore through the park this week destroyed potentially hundreds of bridges, washed out kilometers of roads, and drove out more than 10,000 visitors. The scope of the damage is still being tallied by Yellowstone officials, but based on other national park disasters, it could take years and cost upward of $1 billion to rebuild in an environmentally sensitive landscape. Park officials hope to reopen the southern half of the park next week, but the northern half likely won't reopen this year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Brazil's federal police said Saturday that a third suspect in the deaths of British journalist Dom Phillips and indigenous expert Bruno Pereira has been arrested. The pair, whose remains were found after they disappeared almost 2 weeks ago, were shot to death, according to an autopsy. And Phillips was shot to death in the chest, and Pereira was shot in the head and abdomen, according to police in a statement. It said that the autopsy indicated the use of firearm with typical hunting ammunition. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that he's pushing airlines to hire more customer service agents and take other steps to help travelers this summer. He tells the Associated Press his department could take enforcement action against airlines that fail to meet consumer protection standards, although he thinks that won't be necessary. He says he wants to see how the airlines do over the July 4th holiday weekend and the rest of the summer. Recapping our top story, separatist authorities in Donetsk and Ukrainian forces have been shelling the region for a third day in a row as of Saturday, now going into Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.